Have you guys ever used this pool blaster thing? I had such high hopes that this was gonna be a good product, and maybe there's good ones out there, but this thing is awful, awful. I tried using it one time, and then I gave it to my techs, and they don't like it, they don't use it. And there's an adapter that you can get that allows a actual vac head to stick on this thing, but when I'm using this thing and when I push it and try to pull it back, it's so light and just floats up. It's awful. It never gets what you're wanting it to get. If they can make one good, and if you guys know of one that is good, please comment below and let me know, because this would be awesome just to have on my truck or every guy's pool truck out there. You know, that big pool or that pool or a spa that has a little bit of debris in it, and you don't want to go grab your hose in the back and all that, and you just want to slam this in real quick. This idea is great, but this Pool Blaster Pro is not good at all. But let me show you what's in my truck. Let me show you what I use in my truck. What's in your truck? If you use something that I don't mention, please comment down below. Let me know. I'm always looking for cool little tricks, tips, and all that stuff, in order to make our jobs easier, faster, and better. So let's get on with it. All right, the first thing I wanna mention is this little guy. I call this the hip caddy. And this is always on my hip when I am servicing pools. I don't care if I'm out servicing a commercial account, if I'm out servicing a residential account, picking up a few pools for my pool guys, I always have this on my hip. It's awesome. We do use the TaylorMade test kits. So I do have my little water tester here, little sampler. I keep the reagents 1, 2, and 4 on the hip caddy. So they're right here ready to go. Just drop them in. And then this guy right here, this is my tube for the phosphate test kit. This right here is awesome. I know you could use like a fanny pack. Those things are coming back into style, but anytime I'm out servicing pools, I have this on my hip and I'm hitting those pools. All right, with that is my handy dandy pool caddy. I don't even know if you can get these anymore with the little holders for the chlorine here, but I got this guy. I call him Mr. Blue. I got Mr. Blue on my first day of servicing pools, and I hope to take him to the end. I hope he's with me. He's got a lot of character in there. It's one of my employees calling. Sorry, Kyler, I'll call you back. All right, brush, you need your brush. Good brush here. I like the A&B, it's vinyl, has some steel in it. It's a really good brush there. I like the Piranha skimmer net. These are rebuildable, so you don't have to buy a $40 net every single time. You could actually rebuild these lips and the net, so it makes it a lot cheaper to continue to rebuild this guy instead of buying a new one every time. And then my little, I don't know the name of this, but this opens up lids. It opens up lids to pumps. Comes in handy. This comes in handy a lot. A lot. When I lose them all the time too. I don't know about you guys, but there's probably 50 pools out there with one of these guys sitting next to it, because I lose these all the time. I don't have it in my caddy for this video, but I do carry some miscellaneous things. I got my lube in here that I carry all the time. Typically I carry my screwdriver, flathead, and a Phillips, gallon of chlorine, a gallon of acid, and then I stack my tabs. I always have this when I'm servicing pools, because I hate grabbing my net and throwing in a few tabs in that and then skimming the pool, doing a test, realizing you need some acid because your pH level is at 8.0 or higher, so you have to run back to the truck, grab your acid, come back. Just gets to be annoying not having this at your side. So I always stress to my techs as well to keep your caddy with you and have it stocked. It just eliminates that extra few seconds or the extra few minutes running back and forth to your truck. So stock your caddies, get off earlier. That's what I think. But yeah, this is Mr. Blue, and he's going to stay with me until the end. My techs do try to get Mr. Blue from me, but I'm not gonna let them do that. They have to find their own Mr. Blue if they don't like the caddies that they have. With that, we got the vacuum here. I like the big, larger vac head. It rather than the shorter vac head, because on those real big pools, you'll sit there all day with your little vac trying to get every little inch back and forth. And especially the commercial pools, these larger vac heads are good. You got your wheels that are rebuildable, which I've never done before, but I know you can do it. And then on the back end, these little flaps that help keep the suction, you can rebuild that as well. These vacs are awesome. Always have this on your truck. I've been out before where I don't have a vacuum for whatever reason and you need it. So make sure you always have your vacuum head on the truck. All right, this guy. I got my 50-foot vac hose. Very crucial, very important that you have this on your truck if you are servicing pools such as commercials or pop-up style pools where you don't have the vacuum running around, and even a pressure side cleaner where you can't use that hose. You're gonna want a big commercial vacuum hose, 2-inch I believe it is. But this guy is a necessity when servicing pools. I go with the 50-footer as opposed to the 25-footer. There was a point in time when I was carrying a 25-footer as well as a 50-footer, so if it was a smaller pool, I didn't have to worry about this larger 51, but it just got lost in my truck, or too much stuff in my truck, and I had to get rid of something, so I got rid of the 25-foot, kept the 50-foot, and I'm happy that I do have this guy here. I wish they would make these in different color. How sweet would it be if this was, you know, bright red, or if you could get a yellow one. I know there's little blue ones and white ones and lime green ones, but if they could do like custom colors on this, that would be awesome. So that guy's out. All right, what next? So the vac hose is gone. I always like to keep a little bin on my truck to keep all the miscellaneous stuff organized. This one does have holes in it because these do sit in the back of my truck. So if it does rain, the water kind of goes out. It doesn't stay in these tubs. I used to use these tubs and throw all my stuff in there, but after it rained, the water would build up in there and it would rust everything out and ruin everything. So I went to a milk crate type where there are holes in the bottom, so if it does rain, the water just goes out and it doesn't sit. This is the rest of my tailor kit. I do have the 1, 2, and 4 in my hip caddy, if you remember. But I do have the entire kit in here so I can test everything in the water that this test will allow. Always keep this on your truck. You never know when you're gonna need it. This is great to have on your truck. All right, so a steel brush. I always carry a steel brush. I like using this if the tile or the water line has that black algae buildup. I'll hit it with my steel brush. If there are stains in the bottom of the pool, sometimes you can get them out with this steel brush as well. But if it is the black algae line around the pool, I'll hit it with this. And then I got my little spray bottle here. This is a chemical resistant spray bottle. And the reason I have the chemical resistant spray bottle is because I mix liquid chlorine with water. So if there is that black algae line, I'll put this on my pole. I'll go ahead and hit it, expose that algae underneath, and then I'll spray the liquid chlorine mix on it. And that way I don't have to sit down there on my hands and knees and use the 3-inch chlorine puck and scrub it all the way around. This makes it so much easier. Put it on your pole, you don't have to bend down, you're hitting that, and then you just go around and spray this. The next week you get back and that thing's gone. So I like carrying this. If you do carry this, like I said, make sure that it's the chemical resistant spray bottle, due to the fact that the chlorine will eat all this stuff up, and then you have a spray bottle that doesn't work, or the internals it eats up. Another spray bottle that I have is the Moses water. I like to call this my Moses water. It's just a mixture of water and dish soap, just regular dish soap that you can get anywhere. Cheaper the better, by the way. And I do a little mixture in here, so I'll put a few ounces of soap and then fill this guy up with water. And what I use this for is if you get that pool with a lot of debris on top, you guys know what I'm talking about. You spray this, it breaks the molecules up in the water and pushes everything to the side. I know that there are things that you can buy, or product that you can buy specific for this. I don't know what's in that stuff, but I know that this works just as good. Another thing about this is if you ever stand up at a pool and drop a penny in and tell me if it's heads or tails, you're not gonna be able to tell. But if you throw some of this Moses water on there, it breaks the molecules up on the water and you can see all the way to the bottom. So sometimes if I have a great looking pool and I just wanna give it an extra little pinch, I squirt, you know, a little bit of this on top, and it makes that pool shine. Try it and let me know what you think, but it's just an extra little tool that I have when I need it. All right, moving right along, this guy here, this is a three-part system. You got your feather coupler, you got your water regulator, and then you have your hose adapter. Can't tell you how many times this little contraption has saved my butt while I'm out there vacuuming pools, whether it be at a commercial pool where I need to use my vacuum hose and I need to attach this to the sidewall because I don't want to shove that thing in the skimmer and try to figure out which skimmer is which and then clog or shut that skimmer and get this skimmer working. This guy right here allows you to connect your hose and connect it to the sidewall to the designated suction line, open that suction line up and you're ready to go. So this is great. Also, this guy right here is great for single port pop-up style pool. So if you have a single suction port, that pump that goes right to the bottom of the skimmer, and then you use the diverter plate to go down and get the main drain, pull that guy out, find your suction line, slam this in, throw your vacuum in, and now you can regulate how much water is going to your vacuum in the pool and how much water is coming to the skimmer. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes those pumps are pretty heavy. Those 2 horsepower pumps are pulling a lot of water. So when you throw that vacuum hose in there and you're trying to vacuum that pool, if your vacuum flexes or hits the bottom of the pool, it grabs the pool and creates that suction where you can't push that vacuum in or pull it. And it's a nightmare. So this guy right here helps out a lot when you're wanting to vacuum pools, commercials, pop-up pools, or whatever, and adjust the suction on it. This guy right here is awesome. I recommend every pool service professional have one of these on their trucks. Salt cell stand. We do offer salt cell cleaning in our basic plan, so we always have to have a salt cell stand. I know this works on it's a Hayward, but it works also on the Pentair cell as well. Awesome stuff. You just throw your cell on there, put your mixture, water and acid, walk away, clean the pool, come back, it's done. You don't have to worry about anything in a bucket, you know, with the mixture, and that's not the right way to clean a cell, so you don't want to do that anyway. Get yourself a stand. It's gonna make your life a lot easier. Next, so these guys, I have hose clamps, and then I have a 25-foot 2-inch backwash hose, and it is a firefighter hose, so it is not your regular plastic stuff. This is the heavy duty. Carry this on my truck because I do have customers that do have the plastic 2-inch backwash hose attached to their pool, and you guys know that those things explode all the time, they rip all the time, and the last thing you want is trying to backwash a pool and you're flooding the yard and the run's got to be way out there. So I always carry one of these on my truck at all times, so when I do have to backwash that pool and if their hose is all busted up or not working, I have this available. It has saved me a lot of times and a lot of energy, making sure that I have this on my truck at all times. Pick one of these guys up, you'll be good. All right, some more test kits. I got some more test stuff. I do have my salt meter, salt tester. Just so with the salt water pools, I can test the salt and know what the levels are, know if that cell is producing the right amount of chlorine, all that stuff. So get yourself a salt tester. Phosphate test kit. I showed you in my hip caddy that I have the tube in there. I leave these out of there because I'm not testing phosphates at every pool, but when I do have to test that phosphate, I have these on my truck at all time. Run out, grab one, pop one in, and you're good to go. Also, I have a 4-way. I use these tests mainly for the cenaric acid. Now, I know the Taylor kit has the cenaric acid test in there, but you run out of that stuff quick. So if you're ever caught without any of that reagent, you do have these test strips. I just like them. This is the only thing that I do test with the actual strips as opposed to the TaylorMade and the phosphates tests as well. So always have those on my truck. And then finally, safety. Safety first. I got my gloves, so when I'm touching that chlorine or pouring the acid, I do have my gloves on. Every now and then I'm not using them, but definitely when you're handling the chlorine pucks, you want to make sure that you have those gloves on and keep eyewear on. I use sunglasses, but you know, safety glasses work just as good, or if not better. But I'm always out there with my glasses, so I always have my eye protection on. I have dropped in some chlorine, been pouring chlorine, it splashed, get in my eye. That's no fun, you don't wanna do that. So make sure you get eye protection at all times. And then a respirator. You wanna make sure that the respirator is one for the fumes and not just debris in the air. This is a necessity when pouring acid into a pool or dealing with chlorine. So you wanna make sure that you keep yourself safe and have your respirator with you at all times. And you're good to go. All right, the pole that I use, obviously I can't get this whole thing in front. Maybe I can. Yeah, I can. All right, I use the Pentair Rainbow Pole, easy lock telescopic pole. This is the fiberglass pole. It is heavy. I like the weight when I'm getting, you know, when you have those real deep pools or real long pools that you have to get across. This pole is pretty heavy. It does carry the weight when it's in the water, so you don't have to worry about your pole floating up on you or pulling up. It stays well down to the ground when you're pushing on it. It's just a nice pole. It is fiberglass. Some guys complain that they get fiberglass in the hand. I've never had that. It is just the one lock here. It's not the three-way lock, so I know exactly, you know, where it's at, obviously, at the end, but it works well. I don't have to deal with three of them breaking down, so just the one. This is not the first pole, but I've had many of these fall out of my trucks, break, lose them, whatever. This is the only type of pole I use. I've tried the other stuff, I don't like them. I bought this on the first day and I'm gonna continue rolling with this pole right here. And then finally, what I keep on my truck as far as chemicals related is I just keep a handful of stuff with my basic service. So at all times, I always have my chlorine pucks in my truck, in the bucket, all that good stuff. And then I also have liquid chlorine. That's the only type of chlorine that I carry on my truck, I'd say 90% of the time. I use the liquid chlorine because it's instant, it gets right into the water. It doesn't have to, you know, dissipate or anything like that. And it's very forgiving. So if you do accidentally put a little bit too much, it burns off quickly, but also allows the chlorine pucks to disintegrate in the water and disperse. So you kind of have to get that equilibrium out. If you are dealing with a pool that does have low chlorine, I like to boost it with the liquid, get an immediate boost, and then once it starts burning off, that those chlorine pucks are starting to dissolve and chlorinate the water. I do not like granulated chlorine. I know some of you guys may and tell me that I'm wrong and all that stuff, which is fine. I just don't like using it. When you're throwing it into the pool, the mist that comes off it is dangerous, not only for you as the pool service provider, but if there's any animals or any people in the area, it's gonna be dangerous for them as well. I mean, could you imagine, you throw that, the wind's blowing into a house with the window open or a door open and all that goes in there. I just do not like using that. I don't like asking my techs to use that. Also, if you use something like trichlor and you throw it into the pool and it doesn't dissolve all the way very fast and it sits at the bottom of that pool, you run into a huge risk of staining your foundation. So that's why that I use the liquid chlorine and then the chlorine tabs. So for pH, I use muriatic acid back there. I use the throwaways because when we're stocking our shop, it just comes to be a little bit cheaper rather than to stock these, which have a deposits as well as a acid. So we do the throwaways. I haven't had an issue with them. I like the throwaways. In the summertime, we carry about 1 gallon of liquid chlorine per pool. Now I understand that we may not use that much chlorine, but my right hand man Sam, he's a chemist in his own, and he made a suggestion, and that's something we stick by here, is that we keep 1 gallon of chlorine per pool on the truck. So you're looking at 12, 16, 18 gallons of chlorine on our guys' trucks when they service pools in the summertime. You don't want to be caught in the summertime on route without chlorine or shock treatment, because that last pool you get to and you need some chlorine and you don't have chlorine and you have to go back, or you risk it and the pool ends up turning green, and you don't want that either. With the acid, we don't carry as much of that on our trucks. In the summertime, we're not using as much of it. In the wintertime, we're using a heck of a lot more acid and a whole lot less chlorine. So I carry DE on my truck at all times when I'm out servicing pools. You have to backwash those DE filters. I have that on my truck. It's always stocked on my truck. With the scoop, I didn't have a scoop in here, but I do have one of the scoops that you scoop that up. That's always great to have on your truck. You never know when you're gonna need it. Instead of just measuring out how much DE to put in the skimmer basket, you could actually measure it with that scoop. Sodium bicarb or soda ash. I carry soda ash, always have some of that. So if your pH level on a pool, a customer's pool is low, you could come in there and raise it with your soda ash. I do not carry any kind of algicides, phosphate treatments, clarifiers, anything like that on my truck. In our business, in this business here, I don't know how you guys run stuff, but in our business, we charge extra for that. I like to tell my customers that you have to think about it as if you were servicing a pool. You go and you get all your equipment, you get some chlorine, you get some acid and some chlorine tabs, and you're servicing your pool. You're skimming, brushing, doing everything that's right. You're in the backwash. You don't let it go over the PSI, anything like that. You're dialed. And then all of a sudden you have algae that grows and you don't understand why. And you're doing these tests and your chlorine's good and pH is in check and you backwash your filter regularly. What does that customer do? They go into the pool store, they get the test. The test says, oh, you need phosphate treat, or you have high phosphates, you need to buy this. And then off you go and testing and treating your phosphates. Same thing with our business. We do your standard chemicals with your standard cleaning. If you need anything above and beyond that, that's when we sell or charge for algicide, phosphates, and clarifier. We do not go through a lot of that stuff in the summertime. We do have a boost of phosphates and we like to slam that before it gets out of hand. Algicide, we really don't use that much of it. Every once in a while we will if we have this problem child pool. Anyways, I don't carry that stuff on my truck. I always sell or charge for that, so I don't want to have that on my truck and just be throwing it around or it getting wasted or rolling out or anything like that. We carry some of it here at the shop, and then obviously we could pick it up at the pool store. That's it. So they went over all the stuff that I carry in my truck. I know there's a lot more stuff you can carry. I know that there's a lot of tools that you can carry. I wanted to stay specific to servicing pools and what you need to get through a day of servicing pools. So I didn't bring out my, you know, my saws and all that and drills and all that. So if you have something on your truck that you use for servicing pools that I did not mention, I would like to know. Drop a comment below, let me know what's going on. Find me on Instagram. You could always converse with me there. Throw me a DM. Let's chat. Anything that can help us out and get these pools cleaned quicker, faster, easier, better, I'm all for it. So in the meantime, just keep skimming. Thanks, guys. Go hit a few more pools. Let's go. Cool.